T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. We'd love for you to call us if you can provide some comfort in numbers for Macy Indicator, who sent us this note.
Jeff and Jen family, on days when I work later than my husband, I watch him on our security cameras. I mainly want to see if he's doing the things on his to-do list right away or if he scrambles to get everything done after I call to let him know I'm on my way home. I told him that
All
I
right,
do this.
All right, hold on. Stop, please. So she wants. So it's not only enough for a woman to know that a man is getting everything done on the list, but she needs to know, Macy at least, needs to know when it's getting done.
Or if he's scrambling and procrastinating and getting it done last
minute.
I understand. I understand her.
Okay, this is a different conversation for a different time. But I have such beef with this. If there is a deadline, you women need to give us men deadlines. If you say to me, hey, you should clean up the closet where we keep the dog food. Callie doesn't sign anything like that, but think that she does for a minute. And I go, okay, I will. It will get done this month-ish. You know
but
what I'm saying?
If she gave you a deadline, it would get done by the deadline.
If she said it has to be done by Saturday because we're getting a new vacuum cleaner and that's where it goes or whatever, tell me. Okay.
It's her responsibility to give you a deadline
yes!
for your list of chores.
Yes.
I see. All right.
Wow.
So let's get back to Macy's letter here. Because she needs your comfort in numbers.
Yeah, so she does this to see if he's doing the things on his to-do list right away or if he scrambles to get everything done after I call him to let him know I'm on my way home.
Stupid. Doesn't
then she says, I told him that I do this, and he said that I am nuts. I promised him that most people who have security cameras use them regularly, but not for security. May I please have some comfort in numbers, or is he right, and is this spying behavior just my kind of crazy? Thank you, Macy Indicator.
All right. Christina is up first, 404-263-0941, if you want to bond with Macy. Christina, is Macy weird? Or can you say, Macy is my kind of crazy?
No. Yeah, she's totally normal. Like, I watch my security cameras like it's TV. Even if nobody's in the house, like, I can see stuff moving outside. I can see the mailman come, deliveries come. I totally understand where she's coming from.
So you'll just sit and watch your security camera and hope that something happens?
Well, it's more just like a comfort thing. Like, I like to know what's going on.
So where do you watch it? Do you always have it up on your computer or always on your phone or what?
I look at both. I mean, it's kind of just always up on the computer, and then I'll check my phone when I'm out just to see, like, sporadically, like, what's going on.
Cool. All right, well, so we'll cast that as a vote for totally normal.
Totally normal.
Thanks for the call, Christina.
Thanks.
If Macy is your kind of crazy, we'd love to hear from you, provide a little comfort in numbers, and I'm pretty sure we've got somebody on hold who says she watches the security camera because she sleeps with ghosts.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Amanda, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Tell us, is Macy totally normal or is that just a special kind of Macy crazy?
Well, the person who, it's a friend of ours that has security camera in his living room. And there's been some interesting things that have gone on. He's seen, you know, one of his buddies bring girl to the house. And then he's also seen a bachelor party that he let them use his house, and they had no clue that the living room camera was there.
Oh, no. I don't think you want to see that.
No.
Oh, bachelor party. That's trouble.
You're watching that in your living room and with one eye, and you're Googling sales at Rooms to Go with your other eye. You know what I mean? Beth in Covington, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Is Macy totally normal, or can you relate and you say that you are Macy's kind of crazy?
My husband is her kind of crazy. He uses our camera to make sure that our very small dog is not on the top cushion of the couch, but will go as far as to, if he sees her there, either call one of us and say, get the dog off the couch, or if nobody's home, he'll lock and unlock the door so she thinks somebody's coming in, so she'll get down.
So she'll run over to the door.
It's crazy.
That's genius.
So he did. He doesn't want the dog to squish the cushion down, right? Is
exactly,
that his concern?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So when you all are home, he's wherever he is watching the living room.
Yeah, pretty much. Like periodically during the day, he'll check in and just make sure.
That's great.
That's awesome. Awesome kind of crazy right there. I love it.
Thank you.
Awesome crazy.
Awesome kind of crazy. All right. Thank you, Beth. Okay. Julia, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What is your obsession with your security camera?
So I actually record myself sleeping every night. I like set it up so it is in my bedroom watching me sleep. And then in the morning, I like, you can put it on fast forward and I just kind of watch how I slept that night.
Really? So are you a tosser turner or a sleepwalker or something? Like, what prompted you to do that?
Well, two things. One, I've always been like obsessed with like what happens when you sleep, like, you know, and like, do you move if you're dreaming or whatever? So I kind of like to see that, although oftentimes I don't do anything. And then the other thing is, have you ever seen that movie Paranormal Witness?
No.
What's it about? Are you waiting for the undead to come visit you or something?
Maybe. So there's like this scene where they start to record at night because this like demon like possesses her at night, and that freaked me out, and I started watching myself to see if anything like weird would happen, and then it just became super fascinating, you know, just to watch myself.
So you watch yourself every night to make sure that you didn't get possessed by a demon while you were sleeping?
Well, initially, but now it's just more a habit.
How many, if 30 days in a month, how many of those days are you recording yourself sleeping?
Every single day. That's like my morning routine.
I think it's actually kind of cool. I kind of want to try it.
What?
I know, cool. You're watching yourself while you're sleeping. So it's like,
I think that'd be kind of
what
cool
am I
to
doing?
See what you're doing right. while yeah. you sleep. Like, are exactly. you acting out your dreams? Like,
because I'll wake up on the total opposite end of the bed, covers everywhere, and I'm
yeah.
like, who was I fighting last night? You know, like, what happened in my sleep?
Our four-year-old gets in bed with us, and I don't remember what time she gets in. I would love to see, like, what time did she crawl in last night?
It's so weird.
Exactly.
And it's an incredible waste of time, isn't it?
Not if you do it on fast forward.
How long does it take you to watch 6 hours of sleep?
About an hour. And so, like, that's my morning routine, and sometimes it's really funny. Like, I do really funny stuff. So I'll, like, be eating my breakfast and drinking my coffee and, like, laughing at myself.
I think it's kind of creative and cool.
Yeah, especially if she sees, like, a ghost or something on there.
Yeah. I know my house is haunted. I might do this.
All right, well.
Thank you for the idea, Julia.
You've started something, Julia. Thank you.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.